Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame, and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today. So are you going to surrender to God today? I just ended a relevant radio interview on Morning Air, and we talked about surrendering to God. And how do you do that? How do you let go of the control in your life? And I am not doing my Friday meditation with music because I'm in another hotel room, which happens to be in Columbus, right by the airport. And there's planes flying overhead, and it just probably would ruin the calming moment. I'll get back to those because I know many of you love those meditations. But today, let's just talk about surrendering to God and having that humility to let go, to give it all to God, leaving it all on the field, starting your day by emptying yourself, offering your life, your mind, your body, your soul, your will, your intellect, your memory, offering your family, your friends, your job, your finances, offering all of your material goods to God, and then standing there, kneeling there, sitting there, however you pray, and say, Lord, I am here, naked and empty, just as you brought me into this world. I give it all to you. I ask you into my day. I give you all of my words, my actions, and I ask that you fill me with your spirit, that you help have my guardian angel message me, guide me, inspire me, encourage me with your words and actions. I ask that you shine your light through me so that I can be you to the world. And yeah, that's a great way to start, but it doesn't stop there. This is where the love affair is. You know that when you've fallen in love with someone, you think about them all day long. You want to see them every moment. Text them. There's the plane. You text them. You think about them in the middle of your work meetings, in the middle of your daily tasks. You can't wait to see them and be with them. And that is what God wants with you. God wants that love affair, that constant communication, that we call him in to every moment of our day, even the most mundane tasks. Lord Jesus, please come in my day and help me make my coffee. Help me feed my children breakfast. Help me send my husband off to work or my spouse as I leave to work. Help me send love to her. Help me do the laundry. Help me do the toilets, right? We've talked about that many times. Help me have this conversation with somebody that is a difficult conversation. Or help me in the middle of a conversation. Lord, Holy Spirit, come. Sometimes you don't have time to truly pray for the Spirit to put the words in you, right? You're in the middle of the conversation and maybe it's getting heated. Holy Spirit, come, please fill me with your words, with your love. That is what it means to surrender. Surrender all day to God's will. Doesn't mean that we can't pray for things. We certainly can. Let's ask the Lord to help us in certain areas, or maybe even specifically ask for a prayer. But then always end with, only if it's your will, God. This is what I want, but I don't want it if it's not what you want. So you're surrendering the prayer to him, for him to answer the way that he wants to answer and in the time that he wants to answer it. We give it all to him. Let's do our best today to surrender to the Lord and to know that whatever his ways are, we won't understand them. He's got the bigger picture. We're down here. Think about the universe. I mean, the galaxy, the other planets, and then kind of come down. Then you see Earth, and you come down into the Earth's atmosphere, down from the clouds. Then you come over the United States or wherever it is, whatever country you live in. And then you go down into the province or the state, or the area of the country that you live in. And then you go down into the city, and then you go down into the town, and then you go down into the place that you live. And then you go down to you in that place. That's the 2-foot level that we see the world. It's very centric on ourselves. But God is all the way up outside of the universe and has his fingers moving things and enacting things all around us in the world as well as in our own families. If that doesn't humble us, I don't know what would. So yes, God has a much bigger view and a much better view. And oh, by the way, he's also in control. We can do our best to hear him and to follow his will. And by the way, you're only going to be able to do that if you truly pray and learn his voice. If you are not praying mental prayer, and if you're not constantly discerning spirits and learning how he communicates to you, feeling the way your body feels, understanding that, yes, this is God. This is not me. This is not evil. This is not the world. This is not my bodily desires taken over. This is God. It's beautiful because guess what? We have to practice that. And then when you know for sure, oh my gosh, I know God's will. I know his love for me. I know his voice. Then you talk to him all day long. So if you are struggling with prayer, I personally invite you tomorrow. It's going to be Saturday in Chicago, Central Time, 9:30 till 2:30. I'm going to be live. It's an online event, so wherever you are in the world, you can attend. The link is in the description of this podcast, or you can go to goodcounselretreat.com, and that's counsel, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, goodcounselretreat.com. Click on retreats, click on my retreat, which is Find Joy in Prayer. And we're going to talk about what prayer is, why we must pray, and then the very last session will be about mental prayer. Why must we do it? What is it? How do we do it? And then we're going to put it all together. And if you can't attend live, that's okay. Still register. And then you can do it when you want, because you'll receive the link after the event is done. And so you can watch it over and practice it and make it a part of your daily life. The more you spend time with God, the more you understand his voice in your life, the more you will live in his spirit. And you will just be like that time when you fell in love. You will want to talk to him all the time because you're talking with him. You're living with him. You're surrendering to him throughout your day. You're inviting him in to your life, all of your tasks, into your conversations. It's beautiful. I'm going to be going to the airport, and as I'll be sitting in the security line, I'll say, Lord, please come through me. I've got a mask on. My biggest way to bring Jesus to the world is my smile. And now I can't smile. So I try to talk and engage and be joy, be complimentary, be grateful for the people who are working to get me home on a plane, going through security, feeding me at restaurants, checking me out at the hotel. It's a very difficult time now. People have masks on. They're not looking at one another. It's very isolated. It's lonely. People want to be loved. And you can make their day. And you may not feel like it, or you may overrule that Holy Spirit who tells you to go talk to that person in that grocery store or to be light. Maybe you're looking at someone, you're like, oh my gosh, that's the coolest coat I've ever seen. Or what awesome hair. Well, go tell them. That's a moment of making their day, and you don't know. They may need that so bad. That's the surrender to God's will. Not questioning, oh, I don't even know that person. Why would I go up there and say something? Because God put it in your heart. And if you start to pay attention, you'll know God's voice. It's an amazing spiritual walk, but you gotta walk it. You're not gonna make progress in your spiritual life by standing still. You have to step one foot in front of the other. And don't forget that God is your lampstand. God is the one that lights your feet. But a lampstand isn't a flashlight that goes way out into the distance. A lampstand is only going to light your feet one step at a time. And that, my dear friends, is the walk with God. Not way in the future, not way in the past. In this moment, this time. Maybe he's speaking to you right through me, saying, come to me. come to me for peace, for mercy, for forgiveness, for love. Give me your burdens so that I can make them light. Invite me in always as I stand there knocking at your heart. I thirst for you. Let's surrender to the Lord today and every day, but let's make a conscious effort to do that today. Alrighty, everyone. I love you so much. Pray for safe travels, and I really hope I see you on this retreat. It would be so great to have you there live. We'll have questions and answers, so it'll be an engaging retreat as best as we can. But the cool thing is you don't have to be in Nebraska. You could be wherever you are in the world. And I'm looking so forward to it. Alrighty, and pray for me during that retreat as well. I need all the help I can get. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.